Olga Bell is a classically trained pianist who's ventured deeply into the world of electronica and now into dance music. Olga Bell was born in Moscow. She grew up in Anchorage and now lives in Brooklyn. So, of course, she joins us from London to talk about her new album, Tempo. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Hi.
How did you begin work on Tempo?
I guess I felt a compulsion to dance, to do something physical. My previous record was sort of intellectually motivated, and this one was just much more about dancing.
You graduated from the New England Conservatory?
I did.
And you've been playing music, I gather, from a pretty young age.
I have been. I started piano when I was 7. And, I was a very serious classical pianist until I was about 21.
And then what happened?
Well,
I mean, you're still a serious pianist, but then what happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I didn't get into Juilliard's graduate program. Isn't that such a first world problem to have? And then and then everything changed after that. So, yeah, and I moved to New York, got a laptop, started with GarageBand, and gradually kind of made my way into songwriting production.
So who knows? But if you'd gotten into Juilliard, you might be on a very different track.
I might be, absolutely.
Well, you'll make them regret that decision, won't you?
I'll show them. Hey, son of Fire Island, can you tell me? I do I keep from getting in my own way? And don't sugarcoat it, I'll be brutal. Running around without fire, well, too many minutes, tick, 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 by. Oh, the son of Fire Island, can you tell me? I do I keep from getting in my own way?
What do you love about this music that maybe didn't connect with you in classical music?
Well, I sort of like led a double life when I was strictly a classical musician. I would do what I considered my job, which I loved, and which, you know, was sort of to honor the wishes of my Russian mother and my Russian piano teacher, and I practiced and I did my competitions and recitals and really loved it and really flourished. But then when nobody was looking or paying attention, I would sort of listen in my spare time to Radiohead and Björk and lots of hip-hop, lots and lots of Tribe Called Quest and Wu-Tang, and I would play those beats and just sort of frolic in the sound world. And because of the way that I was trained piano, very serious piano study, I guess as a Russian or maybe as anybody, it's like gymnastics or ballet, and I wasn't really encouraged to dabble in anything else or explore any other interests. So I had this double life where I was listening to all this music for fun that I wasn't ever allowed to make.
Did your parents know?
Yeah, they knew. But as long as I'd practice my sonatas and everything, it wasn't really a problem. But again, yeah, it wasn't until I ran into this, which at the time seemed like a pretty catastrophic failure, that I let myself try my hand at this other music world. I saw a bird with a painted face. It looked exactly like you want me to look. I recognize it from my way. And I knew just what to do.
Where do you hope this music brings you? What do you want to say? What do you want to do?
I hope that it enables me to continue to travel, to share with people, and get people moving. It's that kind of record, I guess.
Get people moving.
I wish so much that I was there in person. I think it's so funny to be doing an interview with NPR from London, from the BBC. But it's exciting.
Yeah, you're in a very historic place.
Yeah. Well, you know, my mother was a broadcaster for Radio Moscow, and I have these deeply embedded memories because we only lived there till I was about 7. I think when I was like three, four, five, yeah, she would bring me into the station with her. So I'm very like comforted by this environment.
Oh, gosh, were those the days at Radio Moscow where they were saying, and now we'll hear from the Vladivostok Oil Refinery Choir singing.
No, she was a news broadcaster, I think, and she had a show on there called Folk Box, where she would do stories about folk music from all over the former Soviet Union. She would do a broadcast in special English, so I think that means like slow.
Yes.
Like broadcasting in special English.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I learned a lot of English. It's hard. Olga Bell, her new album, Tempo. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Randomness.